This is Trish Doherty with the Center for Total Health blog. This recording is the second in a series of four podcasts featuring a conversation between Todd Park, Chief Technology Officer for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and Philip Fasano, Executive Vice President and Chief Information Officer for Kaiser Permanente. The topic, technology as a tool in the advancement of health. In this installment, Todd tells Phil about the Community Health Data Initiative and how it's already leading to valuable innovations for consumers, communities, and health providers.
Tell me about what you hope to do with technology and how and community health data particularly.
So one of the things that HHS did, the Department of Health and Human Services did about a year ago, is we launched something called the Community Health Data Initiative, which we're now just calling the Health Data Initiative for short. And the idea was to morph HHS into the NOAA of health data. So by NOAA, I mean NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which is an agency that turns out collects virtually all weather data in the United States, but doesn't hoard it for itself. It actually then chooses to publish this data in machine-readable form, downloadable for anybody to pick up for free. That has in turn fed a ton of private sector innovation, like the Weather Channel, weather.com, weatherspark.com, iPhone weather apps, weather insurance, weather research. So HHS said, look, you know, we've got a ton of data too on all kinds of topics, on community health, like rates of smoking and obesity across the country, determinants of health, like access to healthy food, hospital quality, nursing home quality, inventory of every clinical trial in the world, you know, so on and so forth. So why don't we do the NOAA play, and why don't we publish all that data to feed a panoply of private sector innovations, leveraging the ingenuity of America that can benefit the health of the American people? So that's exactly what we're doing. And we did an initial trial of this where we brought together about 45 innovators, showed them an initial limited set of data, which was around community health data and provider quality data, and said, look, if we gave you this data in a really easy-to-use format and put it in a place where you could find it really easily, what would you do with it? 90 days later, at a big public meeting hosted by the Institute of Medicine and Secretary Sebelius, these innovators demonstrated 20-plus brand new or upgraded applications that they had built in less than 3 months using this data that delivered a spectacular value for consumers and providers and communities. And so we got very, very excited and said, okay, we're all in. As long as it doesn't violate privacy or confidentiality or trade secrets, we've been taking data from our vaults that taxpayers have already paid for and publishing it in machine-readable form or via APIs online for anyone to pick up. And there's been an explosion of innovation using this data, and it's been a really inspiring exercise for us, and it's something that we hope will contribute meaningfully to the improvement of health and healthcare in the country.